This is Rachel Medichow, WRPR News.
You're, you know, all over the news about the universities who are in trouble for not taking proper care of these kinds of cases. And it's, you know, with Ramapo, it's not that case at all. And it, not only is Ramapo taking good care of these things, but they care enough to want to prevent it.
Ramapo Public Safety Officer Trey Barmore has hit the ground running with the new self-defense program, Rape Aggression Defense, also known as the RAD Systems, which is currently being launched at Ramapo College of New Jersey. The mission of the RAD Systems is to establish a constantly improving and internationally respected alliance of dedicated instructors. These instructors provide educational opportunities to create a safer future for those involved. In doing this, we challenge society to evolve into an existence where violence is not an acceptable part of daily life. Officer Barmore, who's been working for public safety since June of 2013, has been a certified RAD instructor since 2010.
I was into the RAD training with the last university I was at, and when I took the course, and I'm not the type of person to ever really worry about my safety. I was always big and strong and knew how to take care of myself. But even I felt like 10 feet tall when I came out of the training. I could only imagine how other women would feel coming out of that training.
While many believe this program will be helpful, not many think this is necessary for the Ramapo community. All you have to do is refer to Ramapo's crime statistics over the past few years to know that this is not true. According to the campus's annual security report, there have been 14 sex offenses since 2011, and those are only the ones that have been reported. At this time, Ramapo is only beginning with the basic RAD course, which is a 9-hour course offered only to females. However, public safety is looking into bringing RAD for men to Ramapo as soon as possible. Brandon Smith, sophomore information technology major, felt as though this initiative will help the community as a whole.
Any initiative to help people with self-defense or help people train to know when these situations are happening is a good thing. I think it's a great initiative, and I think it will be very successful.
RAD is not just your typical self-defense course. RAD has a number of other programs aimed for various age groups and genders that have all specially trained instructors. Gina Gonzalez, sophomore business administration major, believes that although sexual assault may not be the most talked about subject on Ramapo campus, it is definitely relevant to the Ramapo community.
Last year, I did actually witness rape off campus. So I feel like this program, when I heard about it, was really awesome.
My hope is that every girl on campus will eventually be able to walk around with that empowerment and that confidence.
This is Rachel Medichow, WRPR News.